Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For the first time in its history, the Boston City Council has expelled one of its members. In an 11-1 vote late yesterday, the council acted to remove Chuck Turner from office, effective on Friday. The vote follows Turner's federal conviction in October on bribery charges. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
Docket number 1647, call for a special meeting of the Boston City Council.
With the same courtroom tone of his recent trial, a trial that ended badly, the City Council took up the expulsion order for Chuck Turner. It needed 8 votes to pass. But whereas the verdict of the federal jury wasn't known until it came back to convict him in October, this jury had the votes lined up ahead of time.
I'm a convicted felon. But you know the story.
And the story Turner told, knowing they were going to vote against him anyway, was of being set up by the U.S. Justice Department.
They knew in a city where the divide between the rich and the working class and the poor is getting wider and wider and wider, I'm a dangerous threat.
And here, as he did all day long, Chuck Turner portrayed himself as the black James Michael Curley, the notorious long-ago mayor rascal, legendary hero of the Boston Irish, and scourge of the establishment Yankees. Curley, too, was brought down unfairly by federal prosecutors, said Turner.
And it wasn't fair when it was happening to your grandmothers and grandfathers, and it's not fair when it's happening today.
Curley got to keep his job as mayor even while serving time in prison. Now, Turner was making a last bid to keep his job as counselor, even after being convicted of taking a bribe seen on secret video.
In the end, we cannot escape our mistakes. We cannot escape our deeds.
The real drama involved Counselor Felix Arroyo, the young city counselor who had worked as a staffer for Turner.
Man, I've grown to love, and someone I refuse to judge. I will not run for my responsibility to vote. And I will live by my vote.
But he didn't say which way he would vote. Ayanna Presley, the other young city councilor of color, did.
It is with a heavy heart and extreme sadness that I intend to vote in the affirmative on Council President Ross's motion. This is a terribly sad day. No one in this chamber, no...
Shame, one heckler called out in the gallery packed with Turner supporters. Hoots and boos followed. So did the vote.
Councilor Ross.
Yes.
Councilor Ross, yes. Councilor Yancey.
Yancey had tried but failed to stop the proceedings on parliamentary grounds.
The answer to your question, Mr. President, is no.
Councilor Murphy.
Yes.
Councilor Murphy, yes. Councilor Consalvo.
A long roll of yeses yes. followed, Councilor including Lamentina. Felix Arroyo's, to heckler shouts Lamentina, of Judas.
Yes. 11 in the affirmative, 1 in the negative.
Back in his office, Council President Michael Ross called it a difficult vote, but the right vote, prompted by a serious criminal conviction.
We have but one justice system that we have to abide by. We swear to that. I think the council acted responsibly.
Turner was defeated, but unbroken. Outside, he railed against those who had judged him and those who had brought him down.
This city will only have integrity when the working class people of all races come together.
And there, in his populist theme, once again, the self-comparison to Curley.
James, Michael, forgive them. They know not what they do.
At the end of the day, Chuck Turner may be a convicted felon, but he will be no James Michael Curley. The council says the days of Curley are dead. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.